Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up, but the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. The best word I can think of to describe New York's weather this week is gruesome. And perhaps it has soured your view of city living for the moment. Maybe you're even in the process of heading for cooler climes even as we speak. Well, today we'll try to remind you of what a fascinating place New York still can be, with some classic and some lesser-known songs about the city. New York, of course, has long captured the imagination of songwriters in romantic ballads and movie themes, or simply songs which make reference to it. Joining us to share some New York highlights is our old friend Anthony DeCurtis, contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine. Anthony, good to have you back.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, you have not only brought in a whole bunch of New York City songs, and we'll actually take some calls from our listeners and get some of their suggestions as well, but you actually have kind of codified these into different types of New York City songs.
Yeah, you're elevating my process a little bit, but yes, indeed, I've broken it down.
So there are the romantic portraits of New York. There are the more realistic, gritty, urban portraits.
Yeah, and I would say that that's largely how it breaks down. You know, there's a sense in which somehow New York really does call on people's, New York is this kind of shining city, the epitome of, you know, all of our ambitions and everything that's great. And on the other hand, you know, New York is a kind of hellhole of violence and danger and, you know, absolute sort of grittiness. You know, I mean, in a certain sense, you know, if you contrast, say, if you think cinematically for a minute and contrast, say, something like, you know, the Woody Allen movie Manhattan with, say, Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, you know, you might get a, you know, that
or Fort Apache, the Bronx.
Yeah, well, for example. Yes, exactly. So, those questions about which element of New York comes to the fore. Oh, you know, like everything in New York, you know, it depends a lot about money and perspective. But also, I think almost everybody who spends, a fair amount of time in New York gets a taste of both of those elements of what the city is like.
Is this something that is specific to New York? I mean, there are certainly, I left my heart in San Francisco. I love L.A., Chicago. I mean, there are many songs about many other cities. But is there something about New York that has just sort of drawn songwriters over the years?
Well, you know, I do think that in a sense, just because New York is kind of the world city in a way, you know, I mean, there really is a feeling that at so many moments in history, almost everybody kind of ends up here somehow, you know, there's no theme that is potentially foreign to New York. I think there's also a kind of sense, you know, because there's so much media here, because it's been such specifically an arts center for such a long time, you know, it tends to attract the kind of people who are going to romanticize it or respond to it artistically.
Right. Because there's been a concentration of songwriters, of record companies, of virtually every part of the music industry here.
Right. And it presents you, you know, if you're ever hunting around for a theme, New York will do.
All right. Now, let's start musically with one of the most famous New York songs of them all, and that, of course, would be Candor and Ebb's New York, New York, made even more famous these days by the New York Yankees, who play it at Yankee Stadium, the Frank Sinatra recording every time they win a game.
Yes.
But that is not the original recording, is it?
No, there's the fabulous Liza Minnelli version from the movie New York, New York, that Scorsese's, you know, simultaneous, you know, Valentine and, you know, kind of barbed wire portrait of the life of being a musician in New York City.
So it's actually from the 1977 film of that name. The song is, of course, New York, New York.
Long inches straight and step around. City that doesn't sleep, to find melting away. I'll make a brand new start.
Sometimes it takes me by surprise that this song is just from the 70s. You know, it seems like it's been around forever.
Exactly. Well, you know, it really does. It's kind of the definitive statement of that. Well, if you can make it there, you make it anywhere. That element of what New York is. You know, it's hard to find a purer statement of it.
There is no A number one in the original version of this song.
Oh, well,
Sinatra added that.
That was a Sinatra edition.
Yes.
A characteristic one.
Anthony DeCurtis, as the contributing editor of Rolling Stone magazine, talking about New York songs and, for the moment, a kind of romanticized version of New York. The next song is also called New York, New York. Very different artist.
Yeah, this is Ryan Adams. It's a song actually he wrote about a girlfriend who moved to New York. And, you know, in his mind, you know, Ryan's from North Carolina, you know, just kind of, you know, became immersed in the city. But Ryan is a romantic at heart as well. And New York loomed for him. You know, he came up here. He moved to the Chelsea Hotel. You know, that whole bohemian ideal is something that had a great appeal for him. And of course, this became a very moving and important song, particularly after 9/11.
Mainly because of the song itself or the video, which shows
I think both. Well, both because, you know, the World Trade Center was in the original video. But, you know, I think it just restored people's feelings about how exciting it is to be here.
All right. New York, New York from Ryan Adams. Breaking like a rifle, who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Living in an apartment out on Avenue Way, at a tall on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. The world won't wait, so I bet she has been right out there through the door. Ryan Adams' song, New York, New York, written in the year 2000, and we're talking about some great songs about New York, songs that refer to the city specifically, songs that are set in New York. We can actually listen to some songs that are a bit more, you know, realistic, a bit more journalistic in their approach in a moment, Anthony, but one more romantic one, and maybe from the Great American Songbook this time.
Yes, indeed. I mean, here we have Ella Fitzgerald. And, you know, this, again, is an element of, you know, everything that New York represents and all of the kind of musical movements that the city has both been home to and provided thematic fodder for. And this is obviously a very, very beautiful song and beautifully sung.
Rodgers and Hart wrote the song. Manhattan, Ella Fitzgerald sang it.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently glide. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Rodgers and Hart's Manhattan, Ella Fitzgerald singing it. Anthony DeCurtis is my guest, contributing editor, Rolling Stone magazine. His latest book, In Other Words, Artists Talk About Life and Work, is coming out in paperback at the end of September. This is, again, a kind of romanticized version of New York.
Yes.
The line, you know, what street can compare to Mott Street in
yes.
July?
Although I was struck by that mention of push carts, which I had never really registered, and which, of course, I remember from growing up in New York.
I mean, you know, the Mott Street, you can smell Mott Street from blocks away on
true.
A hot July day.
Very true. It's like, you know, now it's sort of notion where, you know, like Gen Y kids go to buy heroin or something. Not quite the romantic image that Ella Fitzgerald had in mind.
All right, so then let's leave the romantic image behind. You are a journalist yourself, and you have found some New York songs that take a more literal and journalistic, perhaps, approach.
Yeah. For example, here we have the Beastie Boys with An Open Letter to NYC. And the Beastie Boys, you know, about as much a New York product as you can imagine, even though you know, they've had their dalliances with Hollywood and whatever else. And, you know, this is kind of, again, a sort of post 9/11 version of New York. But again, the Beastie Boys are nothing if not kind of street conscious. And that certainly comes through here.
Well, and unlike the Ryan Adams, this was written post 9/11
yes.
and was written as a kind of affirmation of, you know, all the different peoples who are here. We're all New Yorkers. And, you know, the People magazine called it affectionate, if corny. Yeah, it's a little corny maybe, but its heart is in the right place.
That's true.
And it's basically an open letter to NYC from the Beastie Boys. Open letter to New York City from the Beastie Boys on Soundcheck this afternoon. Anthony, rap, punk, these are styles that seem to, you know, they grew up here.
Very endemic, yes. And, you know, our next track in particular, you know, there's the way these songs also chronicle New York history. And the next one up is The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And, you know, this element of, you know, New York kind of, this is that harder, you know, grittier, rougher-edged vision of New York that we were talking about. And, you know, that corresponded, you know, to the early 80s, you know, onset of Reaganism, you know, New York kind of scrambling, the economy's bad. And, you know, this particular song got at it so well. The first time I heard it, I was stuck in a traffic jam in a taxi cab, and I just thought, wow, man, this is exactly it.
It's not just a New York song. I mean, this was an important song as kind of hip-hop as social,
of course, yes.
You know, a means of expressing one's
beyond
social
party
conscience.
Music
yeah.
to thematic ambition.
The Message from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And we'll let this take us into a break, and when we return, Anthony DeCurtis, we can open up the phones and let some of our listeners weigh in on favorite New York City songs. Our phone number, 212-264-7483. Is there a New York City song that gets it all wrong? That might be an interesting
yeah, that
question.
Is an interesting thing.
212-264-7483 or our email address, soundcheck@wnyc.org. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Chatter, chatter, chatter. Don't you know the crime rate's going up? This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're speaking with Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone magazine about some great songs about New York. The Rolling Stones shattered, you know, in the wake of the punk rock movement of the late 70s.
Absolutely.
And Keith and Mick living here in New York.
And the financial crisis in New York, during the mid 70s. I think sort of like, you know, a little bit of a story being told here.
Yeah.
But a perfect example, though, of these guys from England, you know, the way New York just attracts people and who are compelled to then write about it.
Right. Well, I mean, that is a sort of gritty and grimly realistic view of New York City at the time.
Yes.
from the Rolling Stones and the song Shattered. There is, we mentioned punk, rap, you know, these are styles that sort of, as you say, were endemic to New York, so there's lots of music to be found there. Not so much in country music.
No, that's true. Except as a kind of, you know, I mean, there are these terrific Hank Williams Jr. songs that, you know, sort of depict New York as just these people never smile nor say a word. They're too busy trying to make that extra dime, you know.
Well, we had one emailer write in already to suggest the American Songbook as a treasure trove of songs about New York, like Cole Porter's I Happen to Like New York and
lovely
songs
title
like that. So, and again, because a lot of those people worked here.
Yeah.
Broadway was here. The film industry for a while was here. So there's an awful lot of sort of history to support the music that we're hearing on the show.
Yeah, without question. And that interaction is just one of the most intriguing things about New York. I mean, you know, it's just so great. You know, just any street that you walk down, you know, has some kind of literary or musical story connected to it.
All right. Let's a couple of other emails, and then we'll get to some calls. We had Margie from Brooklyn writing in to say that on her way home yesterday from the rained-out performance of Dracula at Prospect Park, she found herself singing a song. She writes, I heard when I was a teenager by Aztec Two-Step, Lullaby on New York, I think, a quiet, quirky little homage to Manhattan. I don't think I know that one.
No, nor do I.
But then we have another email from H.M., who writes, The Velvet Underground's I'm Waiting for My Man.
Well, there you go.
Has always painted a vivid picture of the underbelly of New York in the late 60s, early 70s, the lone white kid venturing to Lex and 125 to score drugs.
Absolutely. Mr. NYC, Lou Reed.
I'm waiting for my man, Velvet Underground, Lou Reed.
That rhythm guitar just always reminds me of like the 6 train like rattling up to 125th Street. It's so excellent.
And of course, Lou Reed would go on to write Walk on the Wild Side
and a host of other... A great chronicler of New York.
Right.
Up there with all the great authors.
All right, so we are talking about songs that remind us of just what it means to be in New York, to be a New Yorker, and we've got a bunch of New Yorkers on the line with their thoughts. Let's begin with Elise out on Long Island. Hi, Elise. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. Great.
This is a great piece. I'm having a lot of fun.
Good.
We are, too.
You mentioned that the Frank Sinatra version of New York, New York is played when the Yankees win.
Right.
And you also seem to think that the Liza version was better, but the stadium plays that one when they lose.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, I didn't say. I don't think we thought it was better. It was. We were just trying to mix it up a little bit. But I didn't really realize that.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty hysterical. The kids and I get a real kick out of it at the game.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, as painful as it was when the Yankees lost the 2001 World Series
in
the last inning of the 7th game, I can't help but remember with a grin what the PA people in Arizona did. They started Frank's new version of New York, New York, and then cut it off and went to some other song that they had picked.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was really kind of very snarky and needly, but, you know, they were
playing with the with you know the
by the
whole
time
image.
I get to Phoenix maybe or something.
All right, we're talking about songs about New York, whether romantic or fantastic or realistic, and Artie joins us from right here in New York in Manhattan. Artie, you have a favorite New York song for us?
Yes, I do. It's from the 40s, I think. I know a lot of people did it. I think Gordon Jenkins, I don't know if he wrote it, but he arranged it. New York's My Home.
Gordon Jenkins did a lot of arranging for Sinatra. Did he arrange it for him or for someone else?
I heard Sammy Davis Jr. do it. You know that song? He mentions other cities, you know, Chicago. You know, Chicago's all right. It's got Soldier Field and Al and Marshall Field, but it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a fame. That's why New York's my home. No?
There you go. New York's my home, sweet home. Yeah.
It's a very good song. Oh, well. Also the song
that
from
is a
Annie.
Nice version, too.
The song from Annie, NYC. That's a good
song. Oh, that is a good song, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very, all right, Artie, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And we're talking about New York City songs. What about the fantasy New York, the New York that only exists, you know, as a kind of archetype? You know, Bob Dylan had a song in along those lines.
Yeah, talking New York. And, you know, there's another example of... you know, when we talk about Ryan Adams coming here, you know, when Dylan came to New York, you know, kind of reinvented himself. And, you know, here's kind of the story of his adventures in New York.
I love the best. Thought I seen some ups and downs till I come into New York town. People going down to the ground. Buildings going up to the sky. Wintertime in New York town, the wind blowing the snow around. Walk around with nowhere to go, you somebody can freeze right to the bone. I froze right to the bone. New York Times said it was the coldest winter in 17 years. I didn't feel so cold then.
Young Bob Dylan talking New York.
Yeah, that's so great. I mean, there really is, you know, even the hardships sound romantic in that song. You know, the young guy coming to New York. I mean, the great sort of, not irony exactly, but the, you know, kind of contradiction of, you know, New York being the center for the folk revival in the early 60s. You know, New York about as kind of unfolk-like a place as you could find, but still, you know, creating a home for, you know, so many people who are, you know, talking about other parts of the country.
Right. All right, let's take another call. Eddie joining us from, again, right here in New York, New York.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I'm actually a songwriter here in New York, and I wrote a song about the city called City Lights, and it's actually going to be in a movie that's coming out soon. It's opening it, and it's just kind of about, like, the chorus is like, I won't be lonely tonight because I'm looking out across the city sky, and I'll be camping out beneath the city lights, like, with all these people, and everything to do and everything that's going on here. You never really feel alone in New York, you know?
So Eddie, this song of yours is coming out in a feature film, in an
indie
film? It's
an independent film called Approaching Union Square, and screening in New York in August. And actually, I have it for download on my website, if I could say that. That would be cool. But
you just did? what's the website?
It's Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Tadros, TADROSS.com. And it's kind of, I end it kind of saying how the city is, like, the last verse is, I don't know how much longer I can last. This city's quick to brick over the past. Maybe that's the way it ought to be, because there's no pain without a memory. Kind of like relating how, you know, New York, there you go around the Lower East Side, they're taking down all these buildings and throwing up the high rises. And it's just, I'm like, it's bad. And then it's another way of just reinventing. That's why New York's so different, because it keeps reinventing itself.
Right. So now, what's the name of this film again?
Approaching Union Square.
Approaching Union Square. All
yeah,
right, Eddie. We're
going to open it.
That's a whole other show that we could do is, you know, not just songs about New York, but, you know,
films about New York
that, you know, Woody Allen, you know,
yeah, without
virtually
question.
Everything he's done.
Hyping yourself is a long New York tradition also.
Absolutely.
Got to get it in there, man.
What about... Here's an email from Lisa in Jersey City. She writes, just across the river.
Yeah.
In case we forgot
where Jersey City is. Yeah.
Is. How about New York State of Mind by Billy Joel? That song always reminds me of looking at the NYC skyline from my home in Jersey City.
Yeah, and you know, Billy Joel, obviously a native son, and another song that really had a lot of resonance after 9/11.
Right. Let's take one more call. Ed is also in New Jersey. Hey, Ed.
Hello.
You got a favorite New York song for us?
You haven't mentioned the classic jazz number, Take the A-Train.
It's right here on our list.
And in fact, we have at least one email to that effect as well. Anthony, where would you characterize Take the A-Train? Is this a realistic portrait of New York, a fantastic romantic one?
I would put this in the romantic category, although, you know, just the specificity of it has a nice realistic touch. You know, the subway system is so much a part of New York, and, you know, Take the A-Train, that's perfect.
And recorded by Duke Ellington, great vocalist Betty Roche, very underrated and important jazz singer in the recording. Take the A-Train, and this will take us out. We've been speaking with a number of our Soundcheck listeners, but mostly with Anthony DeCurtis, contributing editor of Rolling Stone magazine and a regular contributor to Soundcheck. Anthony, thanks for giving us something cool to do on a hot New York afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. It's always nice to pay tribute to New York City.
And in a moment, we're very excited to have members of the British rock band Bloc Party joining us to discuss their fast rise to rock stardom and what it's doing for their upcoming album. You're listening to Soundcheck.
Hurry, 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 take the A train to find the quickest way to get to Harlem.